This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. It's good to have you listening today. There has been a lot of effort spent in recent years to improve the dropout rate in the state's largest school district. But after some initial gains, the rate has ticked up again at MPS.
And that coincides with a spiraling rate of truancy in the district. A report in the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service found that nearly three-quarters of students in MPS schools were classified as truant, according to the most recent data. And officials are looking for ways to make a difference in that rate.
Reporter Kelly Meyerhofer is with us in the studio to share what she learned in covering the story. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mitch.
What defines someone as truant?
State statute defines a habitual truant as a student who is absent from school without an acceptable excuse for part or all of five or more days on which school is held during a semester.
So there are obviously policies in place right now to deal with truant students. There have always been truant students. What are the policies? What does MPS do in the case of someone who's declared to be truant?
Well, district policy requires parents to receive a phone call home for every unexcused absence. But a lot of experts have found phone calls home to be ineffective.
Right. One of the things you write about is a student could be at home, and if there's a phone call that's left on the answering machine or voicemail, it could be deleted before the parent even hears
it. Yeah, the kid can just delete it. So they've been found to be ineffective. MPS did bring up that students have the option of putting their cell phone number as their primary contact number.
That'd be the parents who could do that. Yes.
The parents could do that, but MPS was not able to disclose what percentage of students do that.
Do we have any sense for how effective the policies that are in place are?
Well, after the phone call home, you know, state statute requires the student to be labeled a habitual truant after five unexcused absences. But according to MPS policy, it's not until after eight unexcused absences that an email is sent to the MPS social worker assigned to that school. And that's kind of the whole point I was trying to make in this article, was that MPS policy dictates meaningful intervention to only occur after a student is labeled a habitual truant.
Well, and so can students face legal problems as well?
They can, but that's not until much further down the road. It's only after 35 unexcused absences that a referral to the DA's office must be filed in accordance with state statutes.
Well, and so you mentioned the idea that after eight unexcused absences, the social work team at MPS is brought into things. What happens when a student is referred to that point?
Well, after the eight unexcused absences, the MPS social worker assigned to that school gets an email, and they are required to contact the parents repeatedly until they respond, or even go as far as conducting a home visit. Of course, MPS communications told me that individual schools have the option to do this long before that happens, but the way that policy is written, it doesn't have to happen until this policy.
So what do we know about what causes kids to stay out of school? What are the factors that are most closely linked to truancy?
Well, the problem, Mitch, is that there's so many reasons why students are truant. A lot of them don't feel welcome at school, or there's gangs in the school that make them feel unsafe. Some of them have parents who are single parents, and a lot of high school students are expected to care for their younger siblings. Some are homeless or pregnant or don't have transportation. So there's so many reasons. So that's why this problem has only gotten worse in recent years.
How much has it gotten worse? What do we know about where it was and where it is today?
Well, as far back as state data goes, which is to 1996, the high school truancy rate for MPS was at 57.5. And in the most recent school year, which was 2012-13, that has increased to almost three-quarters of high school students at 72%.
And you write that obviously socioeconomic factors are one of the keys in understanding who's missing school.
Yeah, socioeconomic factors play a big part in this. When you look at the racial breakdown, African-American students have a much higher rate of truancy than white students. And this is nationwide, not just for MPS, experts have told me. But when you look at the data in the last school year, almost 83% of African-American students were truant, when only 50% of white students were truant, which is still really bad.
Well, and a lot's been written about the dropout rate in years past. What do we know about the relationship between habitual truancy and dropouts?
Experts have told me that truancy is the highest indicator for juvenile delinquency. So as soon as you're considered a truant, you are much more likely to drop out of high school and never go back.
You talked to a truancy program coordinator and a police officer who works in that area. What are the kinds of interventions they're trying over and above the social work, the social workers at MPS?
This was a you're referring to a program called TABS, which is a program between Milwaukee Public Schools, the Milwaukee Police Department, and the Boys and Girls Clubs. In this program, the police officers comb the streets for truants by day, and then when they find truants on the streets, they shuttle them back to the Boys and Girls Club centers. There's two of them, one on the north side and one on the south side. And then at the centers, there's MPS social workers that interview the students to identify the root causes of their truancy and try to come up with an action plan.
You also write that there are some who think simply having a more engaging curriculum in schools might make a difference as well.
Yes. I talked to some students and teachers, and they said the easiest solution would just be to have a more engaging curriculum. I talked to a student who told me that she doesn't go to school just because she's simply bored. And a teacher told me that whenever he has guest speakers or field trips scheduled, attendance is much higher that day.
What's working in other cities? You write about a program that's in place in Minneapolis, I think.
Yeah, you're referring to the Check and Connect program. It started in Minneapolis, but it's spread nationwide from Florida to the West Coast, all over. And how the program works is that individual schools identify their most at-risk students and then pair them with a mentor who checks with the students weekly by monitoring their attendance and grades. But they also connect with the students and their parents, and they make a minimum 2-year commitment. Studies have shown increased levels of student engagement, especially in attendance, so there's been quite a long-term success with this program.
Really, and I think the takeaway from what I read in your article is that there are some students for whom just having somebody out there who cares about their future might be enough to keep them from being habitually truant.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these students in urban areas, you know, their parents might not be as involved in their lives as they should be. So having that mentor who just comes across as they care about them and they're rooting for them is all a kid needs sometimes.
How willing has MPS been to talk about this issue?
They've been a little reluctant, understandably so. Their numbers aren't very great. I did get to talk to one MPS social worker. When I contacted the board president, Michael Bonds, he declined to speak about this issue.
But obviously, this is something that's on their radar.
Yeah. They have several kind of mentoring programs that are similar to Check and Connect in place. They've recently been started, so you can't really say for sure how successful these will be, though.
Well, Kelly Meyerhofer, thanks so much for sharing the details of this story with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
Kelly Meyerhofer is a reporter for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You'll find a link to her story on the truancy rate in Milwaukee public schools from WUWM.com.
Time now to transition to our Thanksgiving week focus on food, starting with thoughts on your post-Thanksgiving meal. Our dining contributor looks at where to eat on Friday when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.